You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily. I'm so happy to have back on the show with me once again, Miss Ann Hawkins, inventor and the mad scientist behind the app Live EQ, or Live Ec, if you're one of the cool kids, handy dandy app for all horse people. And she's been stopping by Horse Tip Daily pretty regularly now with some great tips on making your business better. And what have you got for us today, Ann?
So great to be here, as always. So today I'm going to talk about how to market your equestrian brand or product on digital marketing without wasting money.
Thank you very much, because sometimes it feels like you threw $300 at it and nothing happened.
Absolutely. Yes. I hear this story a lot, and coming from a strong digital marketing background, it's something I'm very familiar with. So there's so much to unpack on this topic. I could go on for hours, but this is a quick tip show. So I'm going to pull a lot of information into a little bit of time. So,
all right, do it.
Here we go. So LiveEc, if you're familiar at this point, is a free mobile app for equestrians to find a ton of great opportunities in their area. Such a wonderful app on that side. But one thing that I haven't talked about yet on this show is that the other side of our app, we have an ad network. Our ad network is not dissimilar to Facebook ads, right? It's just a network that's solely in front of equestrian audiences and takes all sorts of engaging ad formats and kind of helps brands like truly connect with equestrian buyers. So over the years of running this ad network, we've obviously collected quite a bit of data on what works and what doesn't. And so I wanted to share some of my biggest takeaways from that data and from my years of corporate digital marketing. And this is the honest information that I give to my clients. So I thought I would share here. So first and foremost is that video is king in terms of ads. Image ads are great supporters of your brand. I always recommend keep the image ads going, right? Keep your brand in front of people. But video is the absolute best opportunity you have as a brand to really connect with a potential buyer. So not just any video will work here. We're not really talking about like generic B-roll with your brand on top of it. You have to get a little bit creative, but with the technology that we have nowadays, anyone can make this happen. So don't get scared here. Don't think you have to do like some high production stuff. Some of the best converting video ads right now are very casual selfie style videos, believe it or not.
So whenever you say video, that doesn't necessarily mean they need to be feature length film. It needs to be engaging, even if it's only 60 seconds.
That's correct. And by quality here, like I don't want to get hung up on that word too much either, because it doesn't have to be necessarily professionally shot. Really, you want this video to come off as honest and transparent advice from one horse person to another, right? And you can do this selfie style, walking through the barn and just talking, right? Or in your office talking to your phone. But like you mentioned, the key to a great video is that it's well thought out, right? But also is the hook, the first 3 seconds of your video. So in the first 3 seconds, you want people to hear something that makes them keep watching. And this can be something like, does your horse do this one annoying thing? Or are you struggling to ride as much as you need to, right? Things that like make it specific and make it relatable. Just like you said, like think it out, right? Write yourself out a script, even if that's just bullet points. Like, okay, first I'm going to say this, then I'm going to switch to this, and then I'm going to insert, how does my product help this person? So it really helps to just have that kind of thing. And in terms of editing, right, the best tip for editing video ads is download the app called CapCut. That's CapCut. It is completely free to use and it will help you tremendously. So going a little further on video, right? So you can create those videos yourself or maybe have someone on your team make those videos and just kind of get started there. Going a little bit further, I will say influencer marketing, or what you'll hear is called user-generated content, is one of the best things you can do to increase sales. And this may seem daunting if you're not an influencer marketing expert, but if you need help with this, our team at LiveEc can help you do the entire thing. The reason why influencer marketing works so well is because we trust them. And I say we because I am a follower as well. There are so many influencers that I've followed for years. and they don't know who I am, but they're my friends. I mean, you know, I've followed them. I trust their opinions. I love their humor, and they're in my phone on my feed every single day. So these are people that we look to because we trust them. At LiveAct, our creators only promote products that they personally believe in. And I think that you should always strive to set up that kind of relationship with any creator you use, but I mean, they will absolutely demand that on their end. So if you find the right product influencer fit, this can be the best thing that you invest in all year round.
Good relationship.
Yeah. It's all about relationship building. That's what marketing always has been. And it still is. It's just that we're all using a different medium now.
Yeah.
So my last tip on advertising is tracking. So don't do anything you can't track. This is so important. You need metrics. So how do you track performance? Google Analytics most of the time. Google Analytics is free to use. It will give you insights into what channels are performing well for your business and what aren't. There are tons of tutorials out there on how to set it up, and they've made it really pretty straightforward now to set up, so it's worth the time and energy. Once you have Google Analytics set up, learn how to use UTM codes and put those codes on every single marketing link you generate. Every ad, every email, everything. And this will give you valuable data so that you know which marketing dollars are bringing in revenue and which aren't. If you're doing something that isn't trackable through a link, such as let's say what we're doing right now, podcasting, right? We're just talking. You can pull reports before doing the podcast and then a few weeks after to look at growth in your organic channel. People listening to podcasts like you guys are right now will likely Google what they've heard if they're trying to find something. So you can look at that traffic through organic. But the bottom line here is that you should know the impact of every marketing dollar that you're spending and try not to do too much before you know what works and what doesn't. This is also a common mistake that I see is kind of trying to like spread marketing dollars across a lot of different channels to get the word out in a lot of different areas versus doing one thing and then looking at the performance of that and then doing another thing and, you know, so on and so forth.
That's absolutely true. And again, I come across this a lot is that they get into a marketing plan and they start too big. They don't have follow through. There's nothing more frustrating than coming across a piece of marketing material, whether it's audio, video, print, doesn't matter. And then you reach out to said product or company and they're not able and ready to do the follow through because the marketing's working and then they get behind.
Right.
So then you've gained your customer, but then you've really, really lost your customer because the customer jumped right on that marketing, offered up his trust or her trust, and then you unfortunately dropped the ball. They're not too likely to forgive you. So be ready for it to work.
That's very true. Yeah, I'm all about, you know, the omni-channel marketing or having marketing on lots of different channels, but you work your way there, you know, start on one channel, get that going well, get your customer service going well, and then keep on keeping on and scaling from there.
There you go. You need to do short stirrups before you get to the Olympics. Yep.
That's a perfect analogy.
As usual, Anne, lovely to have you on the show. Great advice. And for people who want to find out more about Live EQ, where can they find it?
They can download the app on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. And if they want some help with advertising and influencer marketing, they can go to liveact.com and go to our advertising page and contact us through there.
There we go. Thank you very much, Anne. See you next time.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.